Part 1. Maintaining Your Healthy Relationship. This section focuses on ways you can keep your relationship healthy and happy. It intends to have a significant effect to any and all romantic relationships, regardless of if your relationship is going well or if you're going through a rough patch. Therefore, this section is worth reading no matter what your current circumstances are. It covers things that you can do on a regular basis to keep your relationship from becoming stagnant, stale, or boring. It also focuses on ways to nurture your individuality within your relationship through mutual respect and understanding. Number 1. The 30-second kiss rule. When we are in a long-term relationship, it is very easy to fall into patterns that may affect ourselves and our relationship negatively. One very common, but also very destructive pattern many couples fall into is beginning each meeting with negativity, anger, or complaints. Often we get home from work and start straight in with, "Well, I had the worst day ever," before we even acknowledge our partner. Implementing the 30-second kiss rule is a great way to end this type of destructive behavior before it becomes a problem. When you arrive home, before you speak or have a chance to complain about your day, kiss your partner for a full 30 seconds. Resist the urge to enter your home kicking and screaming. Don't even say hello until after the kiss. Indulging in 30 precious seconds of quiet, loving behavior is a great way to slow down your thinking, make you feel loved and supportive, and turn your mood around before you have a chance to use it as a weapon against your partner. This way, you will also not be bringing negative energy from the outside world into your home. You will find that not only will your relationship become happier and lighter, but your mood will as well. Number 2. Compliment each other often. When you spend every day with your partner, it is easy to forget simple things like paying each other compliments. We get swept up in the logistics and responsibilities of daily life and can start treating our relationship like a business rather than a caring bond between two people in love. Seek to give each other compliments every day, whether it's about their hair or clothing or whether you really enjoy dinner or a joke. Take the time to appreciate one another and remember why you fell in love in the first place. Number 3. Communicate. Communication is key to keeping your relationship healthy. Communication does not just mean talking about who's taking the kids to softball practice or who's going to cook dinner tonight. It means being clear about your feelings and your needs. It means being honest and upfront when you are feeling disgruntled with one another rather than waiting for small hiccups to snowball into big fights. It also means being ready to really listen to your partner and valuing their thoughts and emotions. Talk regularly. Be clear and honest. Avoid pointing fingers at each other in the face of adversity and do your best to keep your language constructive rather than hurtful. Number 4. Say, "I love you," and say it often. It might seem wild to some of you out there, but many of us forget the simple pleasure of saying, "I love you," to our partners. Expressing love feels wonderful, and receiving it in return is simply unbeatable. Make sure you are telling your partner that you love them on a regular basis, especially when life is doling out hard times. Remind each other that you are a unit, that you are committed to each other in good times and bad, and that you stand by each other because of how much you care for one another. Number 5. Tell your partner when they make you feel good and how. This tip is along the same lines as communicating with your partner and telling them you love them. But here I am suggesting you take your communication and expressions of love one step further. Every one of us in the world likes to hear it when we have a positive effect on someone we care about. When we put in an effort to make someone else feel better, it is nice to know it hasn't gone unnoticed.